An American study has shown promising signs that a form of ketamine could be used to rapidly treat major depression and suicidal thoughts. The research was carried out by Yale School of Medicine and Johnson & Johnson company Janssen Research and Development. I spoke to Lawrence Crutchlow, a GP and Christian Medical Fellowship's Associate Head of Student Ministries, to find out more about the study's findings.
The studies found that ketamine is beneficial in improving mood in a small group of patients. That's patients who are at an almost immediate risk of suicide. It was done in 68 people in hospitals in the US and does seem to have shown an improvement. I would probably say we have to be a little bit cautious about that improvement. There's only 68 people in the study. The studies looked at how they are 4 hours after taking the drug, and of course we all know that depression is often quite a long-term condition, so I think there'd be more work needed, but it is something that's promising.
Now, the Royal College of Psychiatrists has welcomed the study and said it could mean that ketamine is a step closer to being prescribed on the NHS, and I suppose one of the big things about this is it's a drug which already has licensed a certified use in the UK.
Yes, it is, and of course it's been used for many, many years. Some people will have heard of it as a battlefield anaesthetic. It's occasionally used in palliative care patients as well, so it's something that most doctors would be familiar at least in part with. I think I would say that the Royal College are certainly right to say it's one step. It's probably one step of quite a few.
And I suppose one of the problems that people will have in mind when they hear about it is its use as a so-called party drug as well.
Indeed, the way ketamine seems to work is that it leads to what one might call a feeling of dissociation or a feeling of being removed from events that are going on, which is why people use it as that sort of drug. That said, we have plenty of other very helpful drugs that are abused, so I hope that won't stop us developing its use.
As Christians, of course, we're quite good at dealing with people's spiritual health and their walk with God. Is it important, do you think, particularly as Christian medics as well, to be looking at things like depression, anxiety, the mental health side of things?
I think it's very important. It can be all too easy to try and spiritualise those problems. And of course, on some occasions, there may well be a spiritual root behind somebody's mental state. But that isn't always the case. And in some ways, I think we need to see some of these conditions more like the way we deal with other illnesses. So it's important that Christian healthcare professionals particularly should be looking out for them carefully.
Because we're quite good, aren't we, at going for medical advice when we have a physical problem. And yet there still is an element of shame, isn't there, around mental health issues?
Indeed there is. I think perhaps it's diminishing a little in the younger generation, but it's still seen by many as something that perhaps they ought to cope with, or maybe they're worried that an insurance company will see it on their record, or maybe they're worried that it's showing they're weak. Yet it's still something that we can provide considerable medical help with, even without ketamine yet being used for it.
Do you think in some senses the media needs to be a bit more careful, because we see so many headlines about miracle cures and drugs that are just moments away from solving this problem, that problem and the other problem. And yet, as we said earlier, things like these trials, they take a long time, and a lot of them, of course, end up not being fit for the use they're wanted for.
That's very true. The development of a drug is a very, very long process. And of course, people want to read about new ideas, and I'm sure it helps to sell a newspaper to have a good-looking, great discovery on the front. It's perhaps both for the media to make sure that these things are reported carefully, but also for all those of us who read or listen to or watch these things to just remember that we need to assess the evidence in front of us.
This study was looking at the immediate and the quick effects of this particular form of ketamine on people with major depression and suicidal thoughts. Should that be a wake-up call to us in the UK that actually people's mental health can suddenly take a downward turn?
Yes, it absolutely should. Because very often when that sort of thing happens, it seems to be hidden. So many people might well work with or have friends who suffer from perhaps depression or anxiety. They may not see some of those very dark moments that some of those people go through. It's something that we do see a little bit more working as a doctor. And people can deteriorate quickly, but all of those people are much better looked after in those situations when there are people around them. So to those of you there listening who are not perhaps dealing with these problems yourself at the moment, do stay close to and around people who you know are having difficulties of this nature. Don't cut them off. Give them a chance to be able to talk to you when they need to. It will mean a great deal, and it will reduce some of these risks that we're talking about.
That was Lawrence Critchlow from the Christian Medical Fellowship.